I don't know about you, but many of us know that fake news isn't anything new. If you remember the saying, inquiring minds want to know, then you already know about fake news. But in the last 2 years, fake news has gained more traction, especially during the 2016 presidential elections. Fake news is a type of propaganda that consists of deliberate and intentional misinformation via various media outlets. It is written and it is published with the sole purpose to mislead in order to damage an entity, an agency, or a person. Fake news employs eye-catching headlines or entirely fabricated stories to increase readership, online sharing, and internet click value. One of the dangers of fake news is that it undermines serious media coverage and makes it more difficult for journalists to cover significant news stories with a level of truth and transparency. And I don't know about you, but we live in a culture where if something makes it to social media, we believe it must be true. We don't do our research. We don't probe where stories originate. We don't even investigate sources. We just believe it because many times we are too lazy not to believe it. It is a psychological phenomenon known as confirmation bias, which is our tendency to see only the evidence that confirms our existing opinions and to ignore or forget anything that does not. This is why false propaganda is used, because it gives those reading it further ammunition to keep believing and even promoting its false narratives. That is how historical tragic events such as slavery and the Holocaust and the genocide of indigenous people was accepted and tolerated because of fake news. What's crazy is that this kind of fake news reporting has been taking place since the beginning of creation. You don't believe me? Well, let's go to the Garden of Eden. It was here where Adam and Eve were duped into believing fake news that they received from the serpent when he told them, "For God knows that in the day you eat of the forbidden tree, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." See, the enemy's greatest tactic to distract us and to throw us off is get us to believe in things that are not true. Look at somebody, tell them the enemy's giving you alternative facts. And as Christians, fake news is attempting to overtake the power of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Fake news is making the good news work even harder to get us to truly believe in God. The world is trying its best to make us give up the good news for alternative facts that keep us afraid and worried and stressed so that we can consume more and pray less, so we can shop more and serve less, so that we can think only of ourselves more and forget about the least of these. Fake news tells us the blood has lost its power, so it offers us Black Friday. Fake news tells us to replace the nativity scene of baby Jesus and the wise men with Rudolph the reindeer and Frosty the snowman. Fake news tells us that the virgin birth is a hoax, so it offers us Santa Claus instead. Fake news is the enemy of the good news. It replaces righteousness with ratchetness, holiness with hardiness, purpose with empty self-fulfilling promises, obedience with indifferent oversight, faith with fear, compassion with criticism, and God's promise with immediate personal pleasure. I'm just trying to tell somebody, you got to be careful of all the fake news that's going around. It is trying its best to weaken the hope, confidence, and expectation that is connected to the good news of Jesus Christ. But I feel like I'm preaching to some saved folk this morning, because in the words of the great leader Malcolm X, we will not be bamboozled. We will not be hoodwinked. We will not be led astray. We cannot allow the good news to be watered down, diluted, and eventually made into lemonade so that it is least tolerable and sweet enough to go down, although it is is lost is true essence of salvation, redemption, and liberation. I'm trying to help somebody understand that during this season, we're going to believe and know and reclaim and recover the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, while at the same time dismantling and destroying and damaging the fake news that the enemy's been trying to tell us. Look at somebody, tell them, I'll take the good news any day. I got the good news. I believe in the good news. You can keep all the fake news. You can, inquiring minds can keep on inquiring, but I'm going to believe in the word of God, because the word of God is the good news I'm standing on. When we look at this text, I believe there's some things we got to understand, we got to grapple with, we got to believe in and let marinate if we're going to believe in the power of the good news. The first thing is, you got to understand that the good news won't always make good sense. All right, let me help somebody here. Y'all, in verse 20, it says that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So here we have Joseph, who was on the verge of divorcing his wife, who is now getting the good news from the angel that his pregnant wife was not pregnant due to an affair, but she was actually pregnant with God's baby. Now it takes an honorable man, a man of faith, a man who believes in the word of God, that when an angel come by and tell you that your wife is really just not, she ain't been sleeping around, but that's the Holy Ghost. In other words, it's good news, but it don't make good sense. It sounds crazy. It sounds downright ridiculous. But sometimes that's what the good news does. In other words, the good news challenges the status quo. It does not always conform to rules and regulations, but it makes us rely on our foundation and our faith in a God that is able. The good news breaks tradition. The good news challenges culture. The good news tears down conventional wisdom and even will shatter our own belief system. It operates outside of the box, and then the good news pulls us out of the box with it. We believe in miracles because of the good news. We believe in supernatural healing because of the good news. We believe in spiritual revelation because of the good news. Doesn't always make sense. Doesn't always seem reasonable. Doesn't always follow a predictable pattern, but it always is connected to God's purpose for our lives. The good news interrupted Joseph and Mary's life, but it also would impact their life and the lives of others for eternity. That day the angel showed up would shift the game. That's what God is trying to do to somebody here this morning. He's trying to give you a shift in your situation. The good news isn't always the news we want to hear, but it's the news we need to hear, because it's the news that will always connect us to the best in us. The good news pushes us. The good news drives us. The good news forces us out of our comfort zones and out of our comfort levels. It tells us that there is more, that it gives us a greater vision. It promotes a larger plan, and it advances a higher call. It won't always make good sense, but it will always make us a good Christian. And sometimes you've been waiting for a news to come a certain kind of way, but God will give you news in a way that you've never seen it before. God will show it to you in a way that you've never, ever could have imagined. God will give it to you in a way that you've never heard it before. But just because it don't make sense, don't mean it ain't the good news. But the good news will always push you to a different place that you've never been to before. That's what I'm trying to get somebody to understand. Stop listening to all the fake news that's trying to get you to stay right where you are. That's what fake news does. It makes you settle for what you're in. But the good news will always push you out of where you are to get you to what God has for you. Tell somebody, it may not make sense, but it's good news. The second thing It's not only does the good news not always makes good sense, but the second thing you got to understand is that the good news is really just old news. Look at somebody, tell them it ain't as new as you think it is. In verse 22 and 23, the book of Matthew lets us in on a little secret. It says that everything that was taking place was to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah almost 700 years earlier, that a virgin would conceive and give birth to a son, and they would call him Emmanuel. There's nothing that surprises God. That's what somebody needs to hear. There's nothing that will take place in your life that God has not already prepared you for. There is no situation that you will encounter that God hasn't already written out. And God will use it to advance God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So any news from God is not only good news, but to God, it's old news. Okay, y'all still ain't with me. Although it was Joseph's first time hearing it for himself that his soon-to-be virgin wife, Mary, would give birth to the Son of God, the good news was really old news that had already been written 700 years earlier. Just because Joseph was just finding out didn't mean that God was just finding out. God had already written a script and knew who, when, and where it would all come together. God had already worked out the plan before the angel even had a conversation with Joseph. How do we know that? Because John 1 reminds us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. What I love is that after the angel gave Joseph the good news, he didn't ask questions. He didn't try to figure out what had happened or how it would happen. And he didn't even put God on trial. But it says he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. And we've got to stop trying to figure God out and learn to just to be obedient to what God has already told us to do. We got to stop trying to work our plan if it's not in God's plan. Because the Bible says that God knows the plans he has for us. He doesn't need our input. God don't need our advice. God don't need a consultation. All God needs from us is to say yes. That when God says with us the good news, at some point we ought to just say, God, yes. So whenever God says with us the good news, we can rest assured that although it may be new news for us, it's old news to God. And that's why it's good news. Because God never creates news that doesn't plan to see completed. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man who lies or a son of man who changes his mind. Does he speak and not act, or promise and not fulfill? In other words, whatever God has been speaking to you, whatever God has been sharing with you, whatever God has been waking you up in the middle of the night and harassing you, be clear, it has already been written and already taken place in the mind of God. And it's just up to us to catch up with what God has already done. God has already written out the promise, the plan, and the purpose he has for the good news that he shares with each one of us. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. God has already written our story, already completed our biography. It's available in hardcover, paper book, Kindle, and audio. And all we got to do is learn to trust the author and the finisher of our faith. And the blessings of God can't do nothing but overtake us. The favor of God will flood us. The miracles of God will invade us. The grace of God will keep us. The love of God will take care of us. God's hand will guide us. Is there anybody here that'll just tell God, I thank you that my story is already written? Chapter 1 through 7 already completed. God, I thank you that even though I'm only in chapter 4, you already in the table of contents and already to finish the index. God, I thank you. You done already published my story. And all I got to do is trust you in the good news you've given me, that everything I need. It's already done. Look at somebody, tell them it's already done. It's already done, already been written. What you worrying about? What you tripping off of? Why you so anxious? Why you so stressed out? Don't you understand? You got good news. I ain't telling you fake news. I ain't telling you what I done seen or heard from somebody else. This ain't hearsay. I'm telling you, you got good news to know that it's already done. Tell somebody it's already done. Bill already paid, it's already done. Children already in college and they only 4 years old, it's already done. Body already healed and you still going to the doctor, it's already done. I'm just trying to help somebody understand that whatever you believing in, that's good news, because the good news confirms that it's not about where you are, it's about where God's already been. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Good God Almighty. That ought to shout somebody right there. That although I ain't been to the end, God already been there. God done been there, lapped me 3 times. God already know what God is up to. The last thing is this about the good news. The good news requires us to stay woke. Look at somebody, tell them you got to wake up. What I love about this text is what happens in verse 24. You see, in verse 20, we are reminded that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, or says while he was sleeping. But in verse 24, it says, when Joseph woke up, he did what God told him to do. In other words, in order for Joseph to do what God said with him in a dream, at some point, he had to wake up. He could not stay in the dream. You see, fake news from the enemy of our souls always attempts to keep us asleep. Nothing gets done if we stay asleep. Progress is not made if we stay asleep. Giants in the land are not killed if we stay asleep. Generational curses are not broken if we stay asleep. Dreams turn into nightmares if we stay asleep. Injustice is elevated and undermined if we stay asleep. Our purpose in God is jeopardized if we stay asleep. So that's why the enemy keeps attempting to get us listening and reacting to fake news. He tells us things that are not true because he wants us to stay asleep. He tells us we aren't good enough. He tells us we don't have the degrees or the resources. He tells us that we will fail. He tells us that we are products of our environment. He tells us that this is the best we should ever expect. He tells us that no one will ever help us. He tells us that we are not smart enough to get the job done. He tells us that we need them to get where we're trying to go. In other words, the enemy is always filling our head with fake news so that we stop believing in the good news of Jesus Christ. But the good news God is sharing with us requires that at some point we must stop dreaming and wake up. We must stop visualizing and start actualizing. We must stop planning it and start making things happen. We must stop talking about it and start doing it. The good news is for an appointed time and season. Let me help you here. Joseph did not have time to waste sleeping on his dreams. Why? He only had 9 months. Y'all missed it. I'm sharing that with somebody today because if you keep sleeping on the dream God has given you, you may end up missing what God has for you. Let me say that again. I said, if you keep sleeping on the dream that you know God has been speaking into your spirit, you may end up missing everything that God intended for you to have. In other words, it's time to wake up. It's time to do what it is you know very clearly God has been telling you it's time to do. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. It's time to stop waiting for another confirmation. It's time to stop going
to another altar call to get another prophetic word. It's time to stop waiting to get another opinion, or waiting to see if things fall into place, or waiting for when the time is right. Because really, all of that is are excuses from fake news that the enemy's been reporting to you every time you get ready to move. Isn't it interesting that as soon as you get the faith to make a step, that's when you start questioning whether or not you can make the step? And isn't it interesting that as soon as you get ready to make the move, that's when you start asking yourself, I need one more confirmation to make the move. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Dreaming season is over. It's time to wake up and walk in the purpose that God has for your life. Why? Because what you've got is what the world needs. No matter how small it may seem, if you would just do your part, God will promise to finish his part. And what you thought would bless only one, God can use to bless millions. If Joseph hadn't woke up, then he wouldn't have taken Mary back with him. And if he wouldn't have taken Mary back with him, then Jesus wouldn't have been where he was supposed to be so that the prophecy would come to pass. And if the prophecy hadn't come to pass, then Jesus would have never made it to the cross. And if Jesus hadn't made it to the cross, then Jesus never would have died for our sins. And if Jesus hadn't died for our sins, then Jesus never would have got up with all power. And if Jesus hadn't got up with all power, then we wouldn't have salvation. And if we didn't have salvation, we'd still be lost. And if we were still lost, we'd still be believing in fake news. But thanks be to God that Joseph understood that I'm not just waking up for myself, but I'm waking up so that 2017, on the first Sunday of December, people at the Community of Hope can take communion and can drink of the cup and take of the wafer, because the cup symbolizes his blood and the wafer symbolizes his body was broken. I'm trying to get somebody to understand that this thing ain't just about you, but somebody needs you to wake up. Your family needs you to wake up. Your children need you to wake up. Your community needs you to wake up. Your job needs you to wake up. Your neighborhood needs you to wake up. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm tired of sleeping and I'm tired of dreaming, but today is my day to wake up. Standing all over the church, look at somebody, tell them, I'm waking up this morning. I've been dreaming too long. Some of us done dreamed most of 2017 away. And God is telling us, don't you dream this last month away. It's time to wake up. Things you know God's been sharing with you. And just because it don't make sense to your family, don't mean it ain't good news for you. And when you learn, woo, that's good, God. And when you learn to do the good, to do what God has told you to do, whatever that good news is, even though your family may not understand it now, they're going to be blessed by it later. See, they'll be all right. There it is right there. Some relationships, some friendships, they not going to get it. They not going to feel you. Matter of fact, you're going to lose some friends. But tell them, I'll see you on the other side, because I've got somewhere to go. And when I get there, I'm going to check to see if you can get back with me. Because where I am, you may not understand, but there's something different God has for me. Look at somebody, tell them, God's got something different for me. God's got something better for me. God's eyes have not seen, ears have not even heard it yet, what God has for me. But I know that what God has for me is for me. And I can't keep worrying about everybody else, but I got to start to believe in the good news for myself. Look at somebody, tell them, I got good news this morning. Let me tell you the good news. He died. Can I tell you some more good news? He got up. And because he got up, I can get up. Because he got all power, I got his power. Good God. In other words, nothing can hold me down. Nothing can hold me back from what? That's the good news. I'm tired of fake news. I'm tired of believing everything that gets written about me. In other words, I'm tired of listening to what everybody else got to say. Because some of the stuff they saying, they just saying because they hating on what God has been doing in my life. But I'm staying connected to the good news of Christ Jesus. That's what this Christmas season is about. It's about good news. Good news that came in a small package in the manger. That's good news. Good news that wasn't born in a mansion or in a castle, but was born homeless. That's good news. Because that means that he came for the least of these. He came for me. He came for you so that we could be saved, so that we could know God our Father for ourselves, so we could be in right relationship. Just tell somebody, I thank God for the good news. I thank God for the good news. Just check real quick. Make sure everybody in your